News Radio KMAN's In Focus, rolling along here on a Wednesday morning. We're talking with Ben Jedlicka from the Kansas Department of Wildlife, Parks, and Tourism. We had a caller with a question. We're going to hold that question over our next segment. Probably better answered by Todd Levin from Tuttle Creek State Park. We'll continue on with Ben Jedlicka here, though. We're talking safety, and it's so important to remind people to be safe when they're out on the waters. Of course, always advocating life jackets. That's so important. And then you have some more tips for us.
Yeah. If you want a field trip right now with not any releases going on from the lake, Rocky Ford is a pretty cool place to visit. If you go to the west side, you might it would be a good treasure hunt kind of thing to count the steps on the west side. And on the east side, there's a walkway, but they're not letting out any water to speak of, you know, very minimal. And so that's another place to go explore, and then go back and see it when they are letting out water. It's way, way different. But it's a great place. Both the east side and west side are accessible. Go take a look at that. That caller was talking about a hazard of when they change. When they don't let out water and then they turn the faucet on, well, there's sirens that go off in order to warn people that the water's going to be coming up. Now, they do that somewhat gradually for safety purposes. But, yeah, if you're fishing out on that apron and they start letting out some more water, well, you had better get to the shore. But go look at the low water dam. I call it a low water dam. It must be 15 feet tall or maybe 12. So go look at that. That's something to see. But, again, there's a safety concern, and I think that the caller before was bringing that up. Now, another aspect of this is the fishing changes. So the fishing is, or conditions have been static. They haven't changed for a month, at least below the dam. The lake's slowly been coming up. Well, when they start letting out water, if the lake's going down at a great rate, the fishing changes. But again, down below, now there's greater amount of water, and again, the fishing conditions change. So that would apply below the dam and below Rocky Ford and all the way down the Kansas River.
Okay. All right. Speaking with Ben Jedlicka here on In Focus. I'm curious, you know, this is a thing when I lived in Nebraska, and I don't know if it's so much here in Kansas, but is tanking a real popular event on the rivers?
No, not so much. Now, we have some things that are similar, but there's a safety concern, and I don't want to see that. And what you're mentioning is, now, I think western Kansas, there's a little bit of that. So you get a big rain. Sunday, we had a big rain. And they will put stock tanks in and float down the river. Basically, it's a party barge kind of situation. I hope we don't see that started in the Kansas River. There is a huge safety concern about that.
I'm sure, yeah.
I do want to mention that we've changed some things about our hunter education. Now, the class that has the classroom, not associated with the internet, there's two types. Internet assisted, you go through the internet course, and then you go to a field day, and you complete the course and test at the field day. And then the other one is the traditional course. Now, there's a traditional course that starts October 20th will be the last one that will be a traditional course. Well, who knows, but that you'll be able to sign up for at Tuttle Creek State Park. That's a Tuesday. You got to have a Tuesday evening, 5 to 10 o'clock, round numbers, and then a field day on the 24th, and then another Tuesday was kind of review and a few more topics, and then test night. And that was just last night for this previous course. Now we've moved the field day. It used to be Fancy Creek Range, and I don't have any updates. The phone keeps ringing about when is the range, when are they going to turn a shovel, and I don't have an answer. But we have changed our field day. We're getting by with having a field day near the marina, so that would be north of the dam on the east side. That was our second one that we had up in that area.
All right. So you'll have more, but that information's kind of pending right now. Then.
No, it's not pending. There'll be a class, and it's October 20th. Will be the next class. Sign up ahead of time. Get the book instead of going on the internet, which you still can. You can take the internet course if that suits you. But you'll have the book. You can't pass the internet course coming to this field day. They are separate field days. And there's other courses that have field days that are associated with the internet course. But back to where I was. You get the book. You have the book well ahead of time. The course starts on the 20th of October. Pre-sign up at Tuttle Creek State Park. Field day's on the 24th, and the 27th of October is the finale, just like we had last night.
Okay, good to know. And it's probably a lot easier for folks to participate that way. You just get the work done. You have it.
I don't know what makes it easy, Brandon. And of course, with what we've had this year, there's going to have to be some adjustments to where there'll be a lot more of Zoom classes and YouTube classes. And that's, the world's changed. Now, hopefully, it'll change back at least somewhat.
We can hope. Absolutely. Well, lastly, I know here on your list you want to talk about supporting non-governmental organizations.
Well, yeah, there's, again, I'm hitched up to a blind that was built by an Eagle Scout, and it's, wheelchair accessible. I call it the Taj Mahal blind, and of course, if somebody would like, we will, this blind's spoken for this 10th, but of course, if they get a deer right out of the gate, blind will be vacant. And so if somebody has significant disabilities, please get with us, and we will try to get you, if you have a rifle, sighted in, or we'll fix you up with a rifle. But the non-governmental organizations, there you go. Eagle Scout built this blind. Tuttle Creek Lake Association has helped in the past. And the one I wanted to mention was Riley County Fish and Game Association. They are really the foundation for this assisted hunt. Also, Fancy Creek Range is the foundation for this assisted hunt. So those are local organizations. I mentioned the River Group. What was their name, Brandon?
Oh, man. Friends of the Caw? I don't know.
Friends of the Caw is it. I think so. There is Friends of the Caw. And Kansas River Keeper.
Right.
I think the Kansas River Keeper is kind of a one person. And I'm pretty sure there's many, many rivers in the United States that have a river keeper. And I've learned a little more about that. But get involved in these organizations. They provide stuff to do.
All right. Sounds good. Yeah, it's good to support that and spend some time outdoors if you can, because, man, it is fantastic. The weather's about perfect right now. It's going to be in the, I think, 60s and 70s all through the weekend. So get out there and enjoy it.
Well, if you're prepared, the weather doesn't slow you down much. It doesn't matter what it is.
Yeah, that's a good point. Well, Ben, I got to get running. Todd is hanging on the line, so we'll say farewell, and we'll talk to you again next month.
Okay. Thank you, Brandon.
You bet. Talk to you later.
Thank you, Stephen.
Stay tuned. We will continue in focus after this on News Radio KMAN.